we're doing.
All right. But
y'all didn't expect to see me here.
We're going to go ahead and conclude our media availability tonight with tonight's race winner, Ryan Preece. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start in the back with Chris.
Hey, Ryan. Chris Gollin with Above the Yellow Line Media. Sorry, I got my camera straight there. First of all, congratulations. It's incredible performance. I remember asking you at Daytona 500 Media Day after the Clash if you felt like that was your first career win or the first points race going to be first career win. And you said that the Clash for you was the first career win. Now that you have it in either interpretation, do you still feel the same way or does tonight feel like the first one?
No, the Clash feels like the first one. And you know, I saw a lot of the things of what people say where it's like, well, you haven't won a points-paying win, but I know I had to beat all the same guys I had to beat tonight to do that. So what's it matter? If anything, the Clash, to be honest with you, when you look at how we had to qualify for that race and face all the adversity that we did that day to even make the show, that's hard. Like today we were guaranteed in and, you know, we raced and we did everything right. So it feels really good to win at Daytona, a place that I'm not being dramatic, but 3 years ago was very, could have been life-changing. And it's just, that's the risk you take as a race car driver. So, yeah, I'm proud. I'm proud of the journey that I've had because sometimes it's easy for people to forget the risks, the path that I've taken. And, you know, Kevin Harvick says, or he was very adamant on it, you cannot drive a slow car fast. And, you know, I'm very, very proud to be driving these RFK Ford Mustangs at Daytona, super speedways, short tracks, mile and a half road courses, and have, you know, the support from Brad Keselowski and everybody at Fenway and Jack Roush. And, you know, I'm a racer. And to be able to stand here at Daytona, like, I can't imagine what my phone, if I really look at my messages, what it's going to say from all the racers that I've raced with up in the Northeast. But one thing's for sure, racing with them last week in the modifieds, and I'm proud of the way I've gotten here because I've done it with respect, and I've done it my way. So is it the typical way of what most people see of doing legend cars and super late models and then ARCA and then, you know, trucks, Xfinity, and so on? No. It was open wheel modifieds in the Northeast because that was where I was born and raised, and that's what I, you know, could race. So proud of the path.
Thanks, Ryan. Congrats.
Thank you.
We're going to come down here to Zach, and then we're going to go to Jeff.
We're going to hear about your dunk tank after.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. The way stage one ended, you're sliding through the grass, SVG wins the stage, and what does it just say about the grit of this team, yourself, the whole team, to fight through?
Well, if I was in a street fight, my knuckles would be pretty tore up right now. So, you know, I knew when we drove through the grass and Shane went and won that stage, he was doing everything it took. It was much like what I told you. It was going to be a heavyweight fight. And that was the first round. Lucky for me, there was two more. And I answered that call, and I went, and we got second in the next stage with damage. And then we put ourselves in position to win the race, and we did. So it just comes down. It's no different than my career. There's been a lot of times where one door shuts, and we break down the next door, even if it's locked. I'm going to kick through it. So had a fast race car to do that tonight. Had a great communication on the radio with Brandon, my spotter, B. Wilkes, and Derek, and everything that I needed to do to save fuel as well as gain track position and put ourselves in position to win that race. Great horsepower from Doug Yates and everybody at Roush Yates Engines. And, honestly, it's sitting here in front of all of you. Like, I watched the Wheel Modify Tour race last night, and I saw Teddy Hodgins win that race and saw the emotion that went through his you know, him, his family, because that was a family-owned race car. It wasn't a big race team, but they work on their race car, and they go, and they do it because they love it, and that's what I know and see up in the Northeast. There isn't a lot of pay rides. There's people that are passionate about racing, and they, you know, go and race for other people, and then there's owners that hire race car drivers, and then there's family-owned teams. It's much like the sprint car world, just on a smaller scale. So I'm proud of where I'm from. I know they're proud of me, and yeah, I'm just thankful to have learned the things that I've learned throughout my career, and I'm proud to be sitting in front of all of you right now where I'm actually able to race in the Chase, not just for an owner's title, but also a driver's title.
We're going to go to Jeff and then down here to John.
Ryan, if I have my facts straight, I believe that you, in the 2023 rec, you were talking about how Heather was at home and Rebecca had just been born, like, maybe a couple weeks before that, and, you know, how she had to endure that experience of watching that from afar. And I'm sure it wasn't lost on you tonight that, you know, here you are back at the same place in victory lane with them. What was that experience like, having them with you for this triumphant moment, especially at this place?
There's a photo I'll pull up that I've been looking at a lot this week. And for me, this was the day after when I was holding my daughter after that wreck. And to me, that showed me, you know, how lucky I am, but how bad I want it and how bad my family wants it. So, yeah, I mean, every day I'm very thankful to be racing in the Cup Series. It's not easy. Some people have an easier path than others. And every day I'd wake up and say, yeah, I wish I had it easy as well, but I am thankful to hell that I've had to fight for everything I've worked for and everything that I've won and everything. Like, I am proud of the way I've done it. So, you know, the clock resets at midnight. After tonight, all eyes are going to be to Denny Hamlin and these guys that are in the top five or top six. But my goal and Derek's goal and everybody on the 60 team in RFK and the 17 right now is to make a playoff run. And when you look at Darlington, you look at, you know, Worldwide Technology Center, Worldwide something, Bristol, Talladega, Martinsville, Homestead, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Kansas. These are all places we run really well at. And I feel like we've gotten rid of some of the tracks that we don't. So the job is just beginning. I feel like momentum is on our side, and we're going to do our best to, you know, be a contender and be a part of the battle that Kyle Petty thinks, even if you're 16th in the Chase, you can't be a part of.
We're going to go to John, and then we're going to check on the press box.
John Newby, FanBuzz. Two quick questions for you. Did I hear correctly that you were channeling your inner Keanu Reeves / Shane Falco tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, winners want the ball. Give me the ball. Yeah.
Perfect. And then the other question I had is, ask Brad what it was like, you know, sitting up here as an owner for your first points paying race and of your second win this season. He said it's kind of like the feeling of being proud when one of his four kids does something. What is it like having a team owner who, even though you're not his kid, kind of still has the same sense of pride?
So I sat in this seat next to him yesterday, and what did I said to all you guys, our goal is to try and qualify in the pole, try to win the stages, and then win the race. And at that point, like, we're going to do that. I was very, very confident. And, you know, having Brad's support, like, I remember when SHR was shutting down, and it was the week, there was a week where he called me and said, hey, you know, if all these things can align, what are you doing next year? And it took quite a few things that almost didn't happen. I was very nervous of being a statistic of what I've heard of many other race car drivers where it gets to the one-yard line and then doesn't come true. So to be able to, you know, go into RFK when everything came about, having the support from Kroger, all of RFK sponsors, the Mohawk Northeast Company from Connecticut that 7 minutes from where I grew up, and he's a big supporter of all racers across the country. It's a big deal. And, Brad, as a race car driver, he's not selfish. Like, I can tell you there's a lot of people that would not have given up the pit crew that he had in 2024 to make sure that we had what it took the following year in 25. The putting the people in place to go on the 60 car to make sure that we weren't going to all struggle. We were going to, hit the ground running, and we did. So, yeah, I thank Brad. I have conversations with him where the people that know me as I am. What you see is what you get. I don't play games. I'm very straightforward, and I'm not going to lie to your face. So for me, to sit here and, have his support, and Chris and I to be able to chase, be in the chase, and that's a big deal for the RFK employees. I just want to say that too. So I care about the men and women that work on my race cars, because it's no different than when I race my wheel modified tour car, and it's the same group of people that I've had, since 2007, and kind of grabbed a few along the way. So super proud.
We're going to check on the press box. Does the press box have any questions?
Question for the press box.
Go ahead. No questions? Okay. We will go to Dalton, then to Steven, then to Wyatt, then to Holly.
Hey, Ryan. Dalton Hopkins with Front Stretch. Did you ever, going back to those incidents in 23, the incidents you've had here, did you ever feel like this place owed you and you were due for some payback?
I never feel like you're owed, but I believe in the law of averages, where things can only go bad for so long. I crossed the Daytona 500 finish line backwards. That was a real kick in the gut that day. And I love this place. Much like many people probably think I don't, because, the hits that we take here as drivers are real. They hurt. But I'm just glad Daytona decided to love me back today like I love it.
And follow up, you're on the front row getting ready to restart with two laps to go, and they keep adding caution laps, and you're so close on fuel. What's going through your mind in those moments as you have to wait?
I felt like I was doing a really good job saving fuel. I wasn't concerned. Maybe Derek wasn't telling me how close we may have been, but I just kind of knew that with eight laps to go or whatever it may be, and I'm riding around with the motor shut off, we should at least have enough for a green-white checker. So just, at that point, you do everything you can do. You leave it all on the racetrack, and that's what I said. I said that before the green-white checker, and I meant it, is to my spotter Brandon, we're going to leave it all out here tonight. We're not going to wish we did something different. So proud to say that we did the right things.
We'll go to Steven.
Steven Toronto, NASCAR pole position. Ryan, a lot of talk about the new Super Speedway package coming into this race. You were able to maneuver your way through the pack, at the front of the pack. Were you satisfied with what you raced, and do you feel like it allowed you to control your own destiny here?
I won. I like it. But did you like it?
I'll have to watch it back to make a definitive statement, but it seemed good. It seemed like it passed the eye test.
I'll be honest with you. I grew up at a point where I dominated a lot of races, and then a promoter pulled me aside and said, hey, I know you can win by a track, like a half track, but it's probably in your best interest to not stink up my show, because we'll keep tearing your car apart. So at that point, I quickly figured out that we as drivers can make the show look really good or make the show not look good. And, I'm proud to be a part of a Daytona race that had everybody, standing, cheering, chanting. And, there was some differences for sure from what we've been racing. It seemed like you could make some moves and be a little bit more aggressive, and which lane you wanted to be in, I'm not sure. I'm still going to go back and think that I could have done a few things better, but I'm sure a lot of other drivers do as well. But it was just a different type of race. I thought pushes, you could be very aggressive on them and slam guys rather than attach. There's a lot of things that people are going to learn to be better when we come back. But I also think when you come here for Daytona in the sun, handling's probably going to be a real handful.
And then you kind of stole my thunder with the way that you came in here.
Good, because I'm pre-slightning.
Right. But when you were celebrating on the front stretch, when you got the checkered flag, they were playing Rocket Man for you over at Track PA. I know you've got a lot going on, but did you hear that, and did you appreciate the sense of whoever was operating the PA system to do that?
It's my man, the DJ. Yeah. No, we always talk about what I'm going to come out to for driver introductions, and I did hear that. And I hope I sold some more merch on my website with my Rocket Man stuff, because I did say that Derek and RFK gave me a rocket, and we took it to the moon. So, it's good to know that the Ryan name is still running with Rocket Man, because Ryan Newman was Rocket Man, and I guess I'm kind of joking with that. But I did hear it, I did enjoy it, and I do get a good laugh from it.
One giant step. Congrats, Ryan.
Thank you.
We'll go to Wyatt and then to Holly.
Wyatt Thompson with UNF Spinnaker Radio. Ryan, congratulations to you on the win. With the chase starting next week, what does your mindset look like? And do you think it is different than, the mindset heading into tonight when you are currently below that cut line, needing to perform really well to get into the chase?
I like pressure, man. I don't know if you guys have picked up on that yet, but I enjoy it. I'm 100% serious when I say I'm numb to it, and I'm a fighter. So I think you've seen my passion when it comes to racing, and I think that goes back to my New England roots. Doesn't matter if it's the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Bruins, we're fighters. So to be in the playoffs along with Joey, being from Connecticut, and being a fighter, it's a big deal for me. So, yeah, going to next week, Darlington's been a good place for RFK. I always love talking about the metric, because the metric sets you where you go out for qualifying, and we just probably happen to be in the best position to go out, at least in the last few. So I feel pretty good about it going into Darlington and throwing on my boxing gloves and going into fight.
Down here to Holly. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.
Holly came with the NASCAR wire service. I wanted to ask you kind of in a broad term, if you would have ever envisioned that your first points paying victory was going to come in such a crucial race, with you having to overcome a points deficit to get into the championship, to do all of this. I mean, it's almost like a script.
Yeah, that's funny how life works sometimes, right? I'm happy that my family's here today, because when I was at the Clash, they weren't. They were at home. And to be able to have my daughter, my son, my wife, my dad, have FaceTimes for my brother, and, my brothers and my mom probably texted me, and it's a big deal. It's a big deal for the priest name. My grandfather... I come from a strong racing family in the Northeast, up in Connecticut, racing at Thompson, Riverside Park, Stafford. Didn't have a father or anybody in my family that raced in the National Series. So it was nice to kind of claim this and do this for our last name, and have my family there to enjoy it as well.
We'll go in the back to Jeff and then to Dustin.
Ultimately, you end up erasing the points penalty.
Damn right.
Well, it was looking for a while like that was going to be the margin you would have missed by. I mean, how would you have coped with that or sat with that? And how good is it to just not have that be the factor in whether you made it or not?
Well, I can tell you in the moment, I'm proud of during the process that I had RFK's full support. And we did everything in our power to prove, a lot of things. And now we can just look forward. It doesn't matter. I've had the talk from Mr. Jack Roush a few times now. He came up to me before the race and shook my hand hard and said, I'm not going to have to talk to you after the race, am I? I said, no, sir. But I did look at him and said, I'm going to try like hell to make sure I get you back to victory lane. So I'm proud. I'm proud to be able to say that I got somebody that, you know, my father was a big Ford guy. The Raptor, the Excursions, the F-150s, the F-350s. We were a Blue Oval family. And Mr. Jack Roush was a name. You know, the Roush Mustang is legendary. So driving for him, I know when I came through those doors and sat, you know, in the building with Brad Keselowski and Chris Buescher and Jack Roush, that was a pretty special moment for my father and my family. Now we just get to race the hell out of them.
We'll take one final question from Dustin.
Dustin Obino-Jayski. Ryan, Shane pitted in overtime. How aware were you of the surroundings of the points position at that time?
I didn't want to ask the question, but I did see it on all the big screens that Daytona happens to have around here. So I saw that, but I knew, if I go and I win, I'm pretty confident that we're going to make it in because that 20 points is a big deal. And he did, you know, as a race car driver, Shane did everything right tonight. And he's a hell of a race car driver. He's a hell of a road course racer, but he's a hell of a race car driver because he knew that I had my knee on the throat or the thumb on the pressure point, and he answered that in stage one. And, when he threw that right hook, I felt like I answered that back in stage two. So I'm proud of the racer I am. I'm proud of, competing against him and, the bar he sets on road courses because he's a true talent that we're lucky to have here in the United States. But I'm happy New England beat New Zealand today.
All right, Ryan, thanks for your time and congratulations.
Thank you.